Hey, I'm Justin.
And I'm Dorothy, and we're a millennial couple living in Atlanta that loves to sweat.
Every week, we're coming at you with reviews of gyms and workouts we try together.
Welcome to Lean
and Slim.
Hey, folks. Welcome back to Lean and Slim. We are here with episode 2 with another workout review. Yes.
Dois. Un, deux. Deux.
Okay, good try. Yeah, we're back with another workout review. And so we are in the midst of COVID-19 still. And so the majority or probably all gyms are closed. So definitely hearts out and shouts out to all of the trainers and gyms and owners that are out of work right now. But we are really hopeful that things will get better soon. But in the midst of all of this, we still need to be healthy and sweat and work out. And so we were still able to get a sweat in, right, Justin?
That's right. So we went to the App Store. We both have iPhones. And what we downloaded was, I think most people probably have heard of this brand.
Yes, it's pretty popular.
Yes, very popular. So it was the Nike Training Club app. Mm-hmm. It is free 99.
Yes.
And it's available on all your devices. So we have iPhones, but if you have, you know, an Android, unfortunately, you can still download it.
Yeah, So it's free in the App Store. We did one of their free classes on the app. And what's really nice now is that they're actually offering free access to their premium classes as well, their premium subscription. So, you know, just in efforts of letting people continue to stay healthy, Nike is offering that. So definitely a great time to take advantage if you want to try an app workout.
Right. The premium also I saw had some dietary nutritional things in it, and it had more of the programs.
Yeah.
As opposed to just like straight up workouts that the free version offers. Mm-hmm. But I got enough from the free.
Yeah, we did one of the free options on there. It was great. It was called the Lunge Capacity Class. Or I guess not a class, whatever you want to call it. But it was an intermediate class, which means right in the middle in terms of difficulty, not the easiest, but not the hardest. And we got a great workout in. It was a really, really good sweat.
Yeah. Where did we do it at?
We did it home sweet home. We did it right in the comfort of a living room. And just a recommendation would be if you live on a second or third floor, consider what kind of movements you're going to be looking at, because you definitely don't want to disturb the folks below you. But preferably hardwood on the first floor would be great. Or if you can get outdoors, that would be awesome too.
That's right. Well, what's provided with the app, what you can expect when you start your workout, as you'll have some verbal cues, someone telling you how to do each of the exercises as they're coming through, and you'll have multiple fitness models kind of working through each movement after you do them. So, you know, it'll be like 30 seconds of some type of workout, and then you'll switch to another 30 seconds, and it'll just be like a steady stream of new workouts coming in, new exercises, I should say.
Which isn't my favorite. I kind of like when workouts on apps do have someone kind of with you the entire time. I don't know. I feel like that kind of builds investment, even though they're not there in person with you. But yeah.
And you kind of like, you see how tired they're getting, because if they're actually doing the workout with you and, you know, they're breathing hard, you're like, okay, this is okay that I'm breathing hard too.
Right.
Something else to know is that the app caters to the amount of equipment you have available to you. So there's a no equipment, a basic equipment, and a full equipment filter within the app. A basic equipment filter probably has, you know, your yoga mats, dumbbells, medicine balls, things that are small and lightweight that could probably fit inside of an apartment, right?
Yeah.
And your full equipment filter are a lot bigger workout equipment, right? You got your row machine, maybe a barbell. So that's what I kind of noticed when I was looking throughout all the workouts.
Yeah. And we did the no equipment workout just because I think all we have is a kettlebell and a yoga mat. So the no equipment lunge capacity worked out perfect for us. So in the Nike Training Club app, it's really nice because you get to choose the type of workout you want to do, whether that be rep-based or time-based. So rep-based means the app will ping you to do maybe 15 push-ups. And so you'll do 15 push-ups and then you'll click through to the next exercise. Or in a timed one, it'll say do 30 seconds of push-ups. And so it'll count out the 30 seconds and then move you on to the next exercise.
Right. I'll say with the rep-based too, They give you an average sort of time that they expect, you know, you to finish the workout in. So ours was expected 30 minutes, but we actually finished in 35. Mm-hmm. So you can, you know, blast through this if you wanted to,
yeah,
and finish in 15 if you're like Superman or something. Mm-hmm. But, you know, with the time-based one, it's pretty, you know, you'll finish at that time.
Yeah, but you also may only do 10 push-ups in 30 seconds versus the rep-based one that would have you do 15 or however many. So
True.
It just depends on what you're looking for. Yeah, we finished in about 35 minutes. It was full body, which was great. But to the point of it being called lunge capacity, I do feel like it was maybe 70-30. Would you agree with that in terms of leg to everything else?
I'll say 69-31.
Okay, close enough. Yeah, it was a lot of leg. Definitely felt it the next day. Had lots of leg, so kind of like a lot of plyometric workouts. I don't know the exact definition of plyometric, but I feel like it's a lot of jumping and movement, right?
Yes.
So we had... What are they called? Lateral bounds.
We had lunges. We had your reverse lunges. A lot of lunges.
Yeah. So lots of jumping, which I didn't love.
Some split jumps.
Split jumps.
A little bit of abs. Some side planks. Mm-hmm. Some regular planks.
Yeah.
Walk the planks.
I don't think we had that.
I made that one up.
But.
Make sure y'all are listening.
Yeah, so Justin's least favorite was something called the YTW, which was basically like doing YMCA, but creating the letters YT and W.
Mini
I
rest.
Thought it was great. Yeah, because it felt like a rest, but it also kind of felt a little bit random. But
anyways. Favorite exercise, explosive push-up.
My least favorite exercise.
Oh, see, look at that. So look We're at so us. Different.
So different. But yeah, it was great. I burned 186 calories and my max heart rate was 159.
And she got me on the cows. I burned 124 calories and my max heart rate was 174.
Yeah.
Now that's the workout. Everything we did in it, everything we needed beforehand, what we kind of got out of it. So what we'll do now in this segment is peaches and pits. Peaches, good. Pits, bad. And it's only right, we're in Atlanta, so had to do it. So my peach, I'll go first. I would say I really appreciated the buffet of options you had and all the different workouts that they provided with all the different equipment filters that you could have. So I mentioned that earlier, but I just want to, you know, really highlight that. It was just really nice that Nike just had all these options that you could choose from. So matter, you know, what your fitness level was or... you know, what equipment you had, you mm-hmm. definitely had a good amount of workouts where you wouldn't get bored quickly.
Yeah, totally. So my peach is that I really like the user interface of the app. Everything just felt really intuitive. It was easy to search for things. Even as we were kind of like talking about what we thought about the workout that we did, it was really easy to just search in the browser lunge capacity and the workout immediately popped up. So felt really easy. Also, something that we didn't mention is that you can connect with friends through the app. So I think that's pretty cool too. So just thinking about how social working out is, it is nice that you're able to connect with your friends and contacts through the app as well to track each other's workouts and encourage each other and stuff.
So. Oh, you got two peaches. I want one more then.
Okay.
I really like this app. The other peach is just the fact that they had a warm up and a cool down. It's just like, you know, important, and I'm glad unless like somebody makes me do it, I'm not going to do it.
Yeah.
And I know I should be. So I appreciated Nike for, you know, making sure I was limber before I started and, and loose after.
Cool. Yeah. So those are the highlights. Now here are the things that we didn't love.
Lowlights.
You go first, Justin.
All right. So my pit is... just the fact that with this being a rep based is you have to like be really near your phone and click through each workout after you get done with it.
Each exercise, not workout.
So after each exercise of, you know, however many reps you're doing, you have to swipe through and, you know, your fingers are getting sweaty. And with your fingers just being really sweaty, it can be just as much of a challenge getting to your next exercise as the actual exercise sometimes.
Yeah. My fingers don't get sweaty, so not a problem. Ooh, I have.
Must be nice.
Yeah. So I understand that pit. That wasn't an issue for me because I could click through on my Apple Watch. So that was really nice. But my issue is that I actually live on the third floor in my apartment complex. And to my point earlier about the really dynamic movements you were doing, kind of like jumps and broad jumps, I think they're called. Mm-hmm. So I have enough space. The app does recommend having an open space, but I'm just concerned about the noise for the folks below me. So that would be just something I didn't love. But I think this isn't necessarily a pit because I'm able to scroll through and look at the different activities beforehand. If I see that there are kind of activities that I know will make a lot of noise, then I can choose to do another workout. So just this one specifically wouldn't be ideal for my third floor apartment, but there are so many opportunities and so many different options within the app. So I guess that kind of like makes my pit null and void, but that was just something that I thought after this workout.
I'd say, though, another pit potentially is just the coaching. There are nice verbal cues, but, you know, not having one consistent coach throughout the whole exercise and, mm-hmm. you know, them really guiding you through, it kind of, you know, we've been used to that sort of experience in mm-hmm. a lot of the classes we do. So they didn't, like, mirror that experience exactly. It definitely felt like it was a robot kind of, like, guiding you through the exercises, not a real human.
And I think that makes the premium option even more attractive right now since it's free for the time being. So I think probably if we were to try it again, we would definitely try out one of the premium options because I do believe those have actual coaches or trainers leading those workouts. So I think that would help out with that. Alrighty, so it's the moment of truth. It's time for our ratings, 1 through 10. Justin, what is your rating?
9.
See, we that's too high.
No, it was an amazing app. I mean, it's Nike, so you know they're gonna go hard. So
that's fair. They put the money in it. You can tell.
Yeah.
So I'll give it an 8. I liked it, but I think probably my experience will be that I probably will never rate an app as high as an in-person workout. I think working out is really social for me. I love being around other people and having a coach and all of those things. But this is definitely a really, really good workout. The app is set up really nicely, so many options. So I think an 8 and a 9 are pretty solid scores.
Yeah.
So an 8.5, a B+. Alrighty, friends, well, we have come to the end of our episode. That was the Nike Training Club app. We did the lunge capacity workout. It was great. You got an 8.5 average, so hopefully y'all will check that out. But the way we like to end our podcast is not with a workout recommendation.
The opposite, in fact.
Yes, with a tasty recommendation. So we're going to, at the end of every episode, recommend a place to eat nearby where we worked out. And so since we did an app, we worked out in Justin's living room on the west side of Atlanta. So Justin, take it away. What's your recommendation for a place to eat nearby?
So my recommendation is going to be Fellini's Pizza. Fellini's is in a couple locations here in Atlanta. Dope pizza place. You only need a slice, mm-hmm. maybe two.
Well, if you're really hungry, get two, but it is a substantial slice.
It's open late.
Big. Yeah, it's open super late.
Thin crust,
yeah. Pretty quick service, really delicious. I always get the white pizza and add spinach. That's my favorite.
Nah, what you want to do, pepperoni, onion, spinach. That's it. That's all you need.
So, yeah, hopefully y'all will try it out. Drop it into Google Maps and find the closest location if you're in Atlanta.
All right, so after the recommendations, what you need to do next is subscribe.
Yeah, follow us, subscribe.
Mm-hmm. And we'll be dropping new workout reviews every week. So mm-hmm. be on the lookout.
And we are available everywhere you can find podcasts. So wherever you listen, we should be on there.
All right. Thanks. Peace.
Bye.